And welcome back to your public affairs programming show. I am once again your host, Jackson Heaton, and a real special guest. We did this last year. It is time once again. We're talking to Centennial Olympic Park about all things about the park, what it offers Atlanta, and then their shining star for the year, Sweetwater 420 Fest. So we got representatives from both. We have Adeola Sakumbi. Did it. Got it right. She is the sales and service manager for Georgia World Congress Center Authority. A very long, important title, it sounds like. And then we have Lori Malice.
Correct.
Yes. Sorry, I told you I'm horrible with pronunciations.
Okay.
She is with Happy Ending Productions. She's the public relations manager. Ladies, thank you so much for being in here today, taking a little time to speak with us.
Glad to be here.
Now, Centennial Olympic Park is in the heart of downtown. Yes. We're going to talk to Adeola first. It's in the heart of downtown. And what is someone that may live in Atlanta but doesn't venture out very often? What is Centennial Olympic Park?
I think the best way to describe Centennial Olympic Park is basically that it's a gathering place for the community. I mean, on any given day, you're able to frolic and have fun at all of the different legacy pieces that we have. So the Fountain of Rings is one of the big things that draws people to the park. But also you have over 21 acres of green space for people to enjoy. So it's a place where you can bring families, but it's also a place where you can enjoy special events. And so throughout the year, we have several different options for people to partake in, whether it be a charity walk or a music festival, or even it being a concert underneath in our amphitheater on a weekly basis. So there's definitely a lot of different things to do.
Now, the Fountain of Rings, that refers back to when the Olympics were here, correct?
Yes, most definitely. And so especially in the idea of coming up with Centennial Olympic Park, it was really more to give homage and honor to the Olympic Games. I mean, if we know a little bit about the history, Atlanta wasn't on the forefront of places to have the Olympics, and it was almost by miracle that we got it. And so making sure that all of the pieces, whether it be the Fountain of Rings or the statues that are out there, it's all in memoriam or memory of how great the Olympics was here in Atlanta.
Now, Centennial Olympic Park, it's not a place that's just open here and there. You can go there on any given day.
Yes.
And what are some things that people may go there just in their day-to-day? Not just special events, but what are they going to enjoy in their day-to-day?
Yeah, on their day-to-day, I think one of the most popular things people do is that the bricks. So the brick campaign originally back in 1996 was a way to fundraise to be able to build the park. So an individual leading up to the games was able to purchase a brick with their name engraved on it and have a special message, whether it was their children or, you know, celebrating themselves and their relationships. Some people got engaged and put their names on the bricks and are able to come 20 years later still married and be able to enjoy that memory. So the bricks are one of the important pieces inside the park. I will also say, again, a lot of the different statues and other monuments that are throughout the park. The quilt of Olympic flags are up there and everything like that. So there's a lot of different things to see, and you can literally spend a whole day just looking at all the different pieces within the park.
And it's not just Centennial Olympic Park down there. The things that it's around, everything to do there. I mean, you got Phillips Arena, you got concerts, you got amazing dining. It's all right there.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say that Centennial Olympic Park really was the catalyst to creating an entertainment district downtown. I mean, when you think about the Georgia Aquarium, which is right next door, and the Children's Museum, CNN Center, I mean, it's not even just Phillips Arena from a concert perspective. You can even see different amusements and the College Football Hall of Fame that came online in 2013. I mean, so even just staying within walking distance of the park, you have so many different types of things to engage in.
Because the park has been there way before most of this other stuff came around, so all this was developed around it.
Correct.
And it's just made Centennial Olympic Park even sexier, if you will, you know, to go to, just so you know all the things that it can offer.
Yes.
By being down there. And I did this interview last year, and I keep hearing, I got to go to Googie Burger. Is that what it's called? Did I get it right?
Yes, Googie Burger was our freestanding restaurant within Centennial Olympic Park. You can get there for burgers, shakes, fries, and really, again, kind of just that classic Americana-type feel to where you're enjoying outside and you have hand-spun shakes and actually boozy shakes, too. So
that's what I was going to go for, was the spice milkshakes. I told them I wanted to get.
Not to say that I ever partook during my work hours, but I will say that I've heard from people that it's very good.
And how did you get involved with Centennial Olympic Park?
Well, my path in terms of getting to the park, I originally was working at the Georgia Dome. And I was there in the sales department there, and a position or an opportunity opened up in the park specifically for sales as well. So at first I was a little hesitant because I was like, what am I going to do in a park? But looking back, you know, when I joined the park back in 2013, it was just a great experience because every single type of event that you can ever think of can take place outdoors. So whether it was a wedding or whether it was a charity walk or whether it was a three-day festival, I mean, Sweetwater 420, and I know we'll get into it a little bit later, came in my first year. So to be able to see something where you have 20,000 people coming in or even more than that coming in throughout the weekend just enjoying, you know, music and fun and beer and all these great things, you know, it exposed me to a lot. And then especially when you think about all the marquee events like the Final Four and the Super Bowl, which we'll probably talk about a little bit later as well, all those ancillary activities surrounding some of these big events all happen in the park.
Well, let's talk more about that with the upcoming events. We got the Super Bowl, we got the Final Four coming up, and all this just creating more of the downtown area
for
Atlanta.
I mean, yeah, long range, I mean, I guess because we couldn't think of anything else to make ourselves busier, there's pretty much a trifecta of sorts. So we just came off of a national championship game where we hosted we actually hosted the halftime performance in the park back in January, earlier this year. And then come 2019, the Super Bowl and all the activities surrounding it. So there'll most likely be some type of musical component or sponsor activations out on the park, but it'll be open to the general public for them to enjoy. And that'll really be one of those key pieces in terms of kicking off the reopening of the park after renovations. And then fast forward to 2020, Final Four, which we actually hosted back in 2013 as well, will be in the park as well. And kind of the same thing where it's a gathering spot for everyone prior to the game and after the game. Similar to how it was at the Olympics. It was really that gathering spot for people who didn't have a ticket or who actually just wanted to enjoy all the things surrounding the big game.
And park renovations, we were talking about that earlier. What is going on with Centennial Olympic Park and its renovations?
Yes, so right now we're in the pretty much the middle or the tail end of phase one, which includes, you know, bringing down the Chamber of Commerce, which extended green space within the park, as well as turning in Andrew Young International Boulevard, which once used to be a road where vehicles would drive through, now will become a pedestrian plaza. And pretty much you'll have a straight shot if you're standing on Centennial Olympic Park Drive and looking straight towards the Congress Center, which is our sister facility. You can see the College Football Hall of Fame and the Omni Hotel. And again, it opens it up right over to the community to where it really is going to be a very nice thoroughfare. And then come in summer of 2018, we'll start phase two. And there's a couple of different projects, one being the Southern Company Amphitheater that we're making some reimagining and redesigning, as well as adding a Paralympic Plaza where the where my old office used to be and a lot of our staff used to be settled within the park. That will now become another legacy piece for the Paralympics for people to be able to enjoy. And then also the PATH Foundation, they will be creating a pathway via Baker Street. So part of that sidewalk will now become a bike lane connecting us to the West Side Beltline area.
There must be a lot of stress going into that with hosting all these events and then you're doing all this renovation. And man, that would just give me a huge headache.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people might be worried that these renovations that are going on and with all that Centennial Olympic Park hosts downtown, everything that goes on, that it might interfere. They might be hesitant to think, oh man, if I pay all this money for a ticket, you know, is the renovation, the construction going to interrupt the fest? And you have assured us, and we are assuring you right now, it will not interrupt your fest-going experience.
Well, the good thing about it is that we are so fortunate to have the best in the business. Mm-hmm. So even the original designers that created the park 20 years ago are back on the table in terms of the redesigning of the park for us to welcome these great festivals like Sweetwater 420. And so it's our due diligence as event professionals to make sure that we have an eye also involved in the construction process in terms of saying, you know, and working in tandem in the planning process to make sure that when the guest steps in, they don't even recognize or realize that there was any impact by construction. The goal is to be able to welcome everyone because that's what we do. So be rest assured you'll be able to enjoy the festival in all of its glory come April of this year.